Well, yesterday morning, developers behind the Museum Plaza project in downtown Louisville called it quits. Craig Greenberg, Steve Wilson, Laura Lee Brown, and Steve Poe sent a letter to Governor Beshear and also to Mayor Fisher saying they couldn't build the tower. It was several years, it was millions of dollars, hundreds of headlines dedicated to the project. WFPL's Gabe Bullard has more on what's next.
All right, so on the count of three, everybody thumbs up, and then Museum Plaza construction officially begins. One, two, three, here we go!
The Museum Plaza groundbreaking in 2007 was a big deal. Then Mayor Jerry Abramson and other civic and business leaders were on hand to watch a giant shovel drop onto the ground at 6th and Main Streets. The 62-story tower was supposed to bring in jobs and businesses and send a message that Louisville was a city on the rise. Even Senator Mitch McConnell sent a video of himself praising the project.
By combining the arts, commerce, and residential purpose in this one spectacular venue, Museum Plaza, and by extension Louisville, will become a model for other cities across the country.
I just didn't even think it was ever going to get started.
That's Metro Councilman Kelly Downard. He says he wasn't surprised to hear the tower couldn't be financed.
It's a wonderful project on the face of it, but in order to finance a project that size and of that type, you're going to have significant pre-leasing of office space and significant pre-sales of condominiums. And I didn't see any of those things happening in today's market.
Now, the few who pre-leased offices and condos will be contacted, and the University of Louisville will have to find a new home for its Master of Fine Arts program, which was to be based in the tower. College of Arts and Sciences Dean Blaine Hudson says the program hasn't yet been launched because it doesn't have a home. Now, he says the school will seek final approval for the program, and a headquarters shouldn't be hard to find, considering U of L was planning to spend up to $15 million for a space in Museum Plaza.
The amount of money that it would have cost us to have space in Museum Plaza could, if we could still raise that amount of money, buy us a very, very imposing facility of some kind anyway.
Downard says more modest projects shouldn't be as difficult to finance as Museum Plaza. Mayor Greg Fisher echoed that sentiment in a conference call. He also lamented the loss of the 4,000 construction jobs Museum Plaza was expected to bring in. But while the city may miss out on jobs and prestige with the project's collapse, it won't lose money. When the development deal first came to former Mayor Jerry Abramson, he agreed to approve bonds for the project without the condition that the developers secure the rest of the financing. Downard and now former Councilman Hal Heiner fought Abramson on it.
When the council got involved, we saw that the city was at considerable risk. And one of the most important aspects added to the agreement was that the city would put in no money until the developer's construction financing was in place.
But the deal isn't entirely settled. The developers have sunk millions of dollars into moving an electrical tower, preserving historic facades, and further preparing the site for construction. Fisher says the city owns most of the land and the developers will have to accept their loss. But Craig Greenberg says there are still details to work out.
We're going to be working with the city on the transition in the coming days. We will reopen 7th Street, and we do own one parcel of property that was going to be part of the site that we do privately own.
It's not clear what will happen at the site, but the developers are moving on. The team behind Museum Plaza is the same group that built the 21C Museum Hotel. Their next project is to renovate the historic buildings that make up Whiskey Row, a few blocks east of the Museum Plaza site. That's another project that's been years in planning. Gabe Bullard, WFPL News.
Now, Gabe, one of the features of yesterday's announcement, frankly, it seemed like people weren't terribly surprised by this.
No, a lot of the people who had been watching this weren't actually that surprised. They said they were let down that the project was canceled. But it's been 3.5 years since really anything was done on that site. There was the talk of the HUD loan last year that was still kind of confusing. Not many updates came out on that.
Yeah, there was that initial announcement which seemed to really buoy the project, but not after a while, it just disappeared.
Yeah, there was a big celebration for about 2 weeks, and then it seemed to just be lost in interminable meetings and approval processes. And so most of the people, the longtime critics of the project and people who'd really been watching it, weren't surprised to hear that it had gone downhill.
Now, you mentioned the University of Louisville in that report.
Mm-hmm.
They have held off on the MFA program, right?
Yeah, Dean Hudson said that without a place to put those classes, that they just didn't go about getting formal approval for the MFA program that was going to be in the tower. They are at a premium for space already. They've moved to some exterior buildings. Now they're going to look for space. They want to be in the downtown area for that program so students can have some of that experience of being out there, being off campus.
Some national coverage of this yesterday. Is the city's reputation at all affected by this?
That's something that a lot of people are talking about. That's something we'll just have to see as it unfolds. This is a major project that got a lot of attention in the architecture community that has now failed, that couldn't be built in Louisville. I asked Mayor Fisher if he thought this was something of a black eye for the city. He said no. He said the developers have a good enough reputation with 21C and with what they may do with Whiskey Row. So he says no, that's more of the optimistic view, though.
All right, Gabe, thank you.
No problem.
That story's on our Facebook page. You got to scroll down just a little bit, but you'll see a picture of Museum Plaza, the original project design, and you'll find it there on Facebook. Search WFPL. It's 1:40.